This is a download from the Council of Europe. If you want to know more about our work, please visit us on www.coe.int. It is estimated that one in every six women in Europe could be the victim of domestic violence at some point in her life. For the past 2 years, the Council of Europe has run a campaign to put a stop to it. Taina Riski tells us more. Taina, why did the Council launch this campaign?
The Council of Europe is running this campaign in order to raise awareness that violence against women is a human rights violation. And because it's a human rights violation, the member states, they are obliged to take all possible measures to protect women from such violence and to prevent it from happening.
What actually is domestic violence?
It's very difficult to determine what domestic violence is. It has various elements in it. It contains mental aggression, control. It can mean that the male partner tries to control who the victim sees, like whether she sees her friends or whether she sees her family and when she sees them. It can mean that he wants to control how much money she spends in a week. Domestic violence forms a cycle. It can contain mental aggression, physical abuse, verbal abuse, but all these elements are actually, they're included in domestic violence.
Who are the victims of abuse?
Most victims of domestic violence are women. This is the information that we get from all European countries. Although men and children are also sometimes victims of domestic violence, most victims are women.
Is there a typical victim? Is there a typical woman who might be the victim of domestic violence?
No, there is not. Domestic violence happens at all levels of society in all European countries. You cannot say that there are more violence in one country and less violence in another European country. It really happens everywhere. It happens among our friends, our work colleagues, our family members. The statistics that we have on domestic violence, they tell us that from 12 to 15% of women in Europe suffer from this violence.
So you've been looking at different countries and gathering together statistics. Could you tell me what the extent of domestic violence is in Europe?
It is widespread. It is a public problem. It's a widespread problem. It happens everywhere. It happens in every social class, if I may say so. You cannot really pinpoint to a typical situation which would be particularly vulnerable to domestic violence.
The campaign's been running for around 2 years now. What do you feel you've achieved in that time?
We hope to have achieved a lot of things. First of all, we hope that the governments have taken steps to set up more measures, to set up measures to protect women from violence, for example, safe shelters, helplines, counseling therapy. And we also hope that every European citizen at the end of this campaign knows that violence against women is not a private matter, but it's a human rights violation.
So what's changed during the course of the campaign?
Well, according to the information that we have from the Council of Europe member states, many countries have reviewed their legislation. They have taken steps to criminalise domestic violence. They have raised awareness of violence against women as a human rights violation. They have trained different professionals who are dealing with domestic violence, for example, judges, teachers, doctors, social workers. And then they have set up more services for women victims of violence, for example, shelters, helplines, counselling. One of the most important steps forward has been the protection orders or barring orders, which prevent the perpetrator to approach the victim and to evict the perpetrator from their common home. So the victim can stay at home, but the perpetrator can no longer stay at home if he has abused his partner.
What are you hoping for the future?
Well, we hope that even though the Council of Europe campaign will come to an end, the work to combat violence against women in Europe continues. So we hope that the governments will take steps to improve, to review the legislation, to set up support and protection services for women, and to raise awareness of this problem in society.